Grange. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Amy.
Oh, can you switch to the green one, please, Jenny? I'm not sure if... Hang on, have I got you on there?
I'm not sure, have you?
Oh, brilliant. See, does that green and that blue look sort of similar to you?
Identical.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jenny. You're already in the you're joining the list of people that are in my good books this morning. Now, we first spoke to Jenny way back in November, which is almost a year ago, and she won second place in the Lit Award competition, and she's had her first novel published, and she's coming this morning with a big smile on her face showing me the book. Jenny, thank you very much. Welcome back to Saturday Breakfast. Your book is published. Let's have a look.
Well, yes, it's called Death of the Elverman. It's a crime thriller set in Somerset in the 1980s, and it's the first of a set of four with the same hero.
How does it feel seeing your name in... Well, it's not in lights, is it? But it's on the front page of that book after, you know, it's nearly a year, isn't it? And getting it published must be the real first battle that you've won, really.
It is, yes. The moment you open a box of books and your name is on the front cover... I don't think you ever repeat that thrill. It's a wonderful moment. I was very fortunate. I entered a competition by a company called Impress, who basically are trawling for new novels. And my speciality seems to be coming second, because I came second again, and the prize was publication. But they asked if I had any more of the novel written. I sent them three chapters, and they liked it so much, they published it anyway. And it came out on the 1st of September.
That's fantastic. Jenny, the central character is Alex, isn't it? She's the centre of all your books. What makes her tick, and what makes her so special? If you're going to be continuing the series, there must be something about her.
Alex is slightly older than most people who enter the probation service. She's had a life before, which gradually catches up with her through the four books. And she tries very hard to do the right thing, but she's very much a flawed heroine. She's clumsy, she's awkward, she's a bit antisocial. She tries desperately to get everything right. And like most of us, she comes up short. But she's fun, I hope.
It sounds like someone that we can all identify with, and I think that's the secret, isn't it? It's what people like in a book, you know, somebody that they can see just a little bit of themselves in, perhaps. And certainly the description you gave there, there's a little bit of all of us in Alex, isn't there, a little bit?
That's what I tried to write, and I think it's important that you have characters people can identify with. We've got too many superheroes in the background. I think it's nice to have real people telling real stories.
We're fascinated with crime, aren't we? I mean, even just in the papers today, as a daft example, there's a pullout in the mind of serial killers. And we're fascinated with crime, aren't we? And is that something that you've sort of had a fascination with? Is that why you've picked this genre, Jenny?
I've read a lot of crime fiction in my time, but to be honest, I never expected to write a detective or a mystery story. I always thought I couldn't work out who did it when I read them, so how could I do it when I wrote them? And realised I was thinking of it backwards. I actually began this book when I was at Teesside University doing the crime fiction module that Carol Clulow runs, and the first section of the book actually is the very first thing I wrote in the university on that module, and it survived almost intact. I found I liked it, and I found I particularly liked the setting, and I want to write more.
That's fantastic. Jenny, I have to ask this question, and I've been dying to ask this for ages. If I'm following sort of, you know, something that's on TV or a film and it's based on, you know, a crime and it's a bit of a thriller, how do you not get lost when you're writing the plot? I'm sure that if it was me, and I can imagine I speak for most people here, I'd forget bits that are revealed and I'd lose track, I'd get carried away. How do you get that structure right so that we're gripped by every page?
I think everyone has a different system. I have a huge flip chart and lots of little cards, and I always know the ending. I write the first chapter and the ending first, and then I fill in the other bits. The characters go wandering off and I have to pull them back, but I use a flip chart for the two or three main plot lines and I tick them off as I go through them.
That's a really interesting way of working it, Jenny. You also teach at the Open University. Are you still doing that, and does it allow you the flexibility to be able to juggle that with doing your writing as well?
Except on essay weeks, when I have a big pile of essays to mark, it fits in very nicely with that. And the psychology's been extremely valuable when I come to do crime fiction, I have to say.
Yeah, I can imagine you've sort of, you know, got a bit of an insight yourself, and you're used to sort of getting an insight into other people. It's part of a series, isn't it? What's the timeline like for the rest of the books? And can you give us a hint about what we're going to see happen to the main character?
The timeline at the moment is I'm trying to get a book a year out. So the second one, The Drowners, that I'm writing at the moment, should be out round about this time next year. The third one will follow on that time, but then Alex moves from Somerset to Cleveland. And there may be a slight delay on the last book.
Oh, right. You've got a little intriguing smile on your face, Jenny. Look, we really appreciate you coming in. It's been brilliant to see it all go full circle. And congratulations on having the book published. And we wish you all the very best with the rest of the series. And we'll be following Alex as she journeys up to our part of the world. And Jenny, all the very best.
Thank you very much, Amy.